This is KCRW. I'm Jonathan Bastian. Quote, COVID-19 is menacing the whole of humanity, so the whole of humanity must fight back, unquote. That's the word from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres today as he laid out a new plan for fighting the coronavirus outbreak in the world's poorest countries. We're discussing various aspects of the pandemic on a daily basis with Dr. Michael Wilkes, professor of medicine and global health at UC Davis. He sat down to talk with KCRW's Cherry Glazer about some of the COVID-19 challenges other nations have been wrestling with. China has been ground zero for this pandemic. After some huge struggles early on, the government seems to be starting to get the outbreak under control. So can we take anything away from how they've tackled it? Let's take a listen.
Well, I think there's a lot that we've learned, some positive and some negative. You know, from China, I think that we've learned that this idea of social distancing, when fully enforced, really works.
When fully enforced, and obviously in China, it's been pretty severe.
It has been severe. You know, China is China, and they're able to do things that other parts of the world struggle with, and what we've learned is that they were very effective at containing this infection to a relatively small geographic area. There are lots of countries that might still, but could have learned from that and didn't take those lessons to heart early enough.
Other countries in Asia have taken a range of approaches that seem to be working, places like Taiwan, South Korea, Japan. What can we learn from them?
Japan took the tack of immediately stopping all foreign visitors, first from China, then from elsewhere, and they monitored those visitors. They did very little testing, and they essentially built a firewall around the country. If you remember back to early February, the Japanese government refused to let passengers from the Diamond Princess, that was the cruise ship, even leave the ship. 700 people on that ship eventually were reported to have the virus. It was an infectious disease disaster. But by the middle of February, the Japanese government realized that policy was failing. The problem was they failed to track infected persons who were already in Japan. Perhaps the Japanese could have taught us that the firewall approach to blocking people from coming into the country just isn't working and wouldn't work on a global economy. If I could, Jerry, contrast that with South Korea, their approach was all about contact tracing. They did a remarkable job, both in terms of how quickly they produced the kits and how aggressively they tested. And they were really on the road to amazing success. The problem was that there was this church that had a huge number of cases. And the church purposely gave the government an incorrect list of contacts, and at that point, the game was over. The estimates are that about 60% of all the cases in South Korea originated in that church.
So it sounds like what you're saying is that in order to be effective, you know, we have to take into account how realistic a strategy is. Now, how about here in the U.S.? What would you say the rest of the world could learn from us as far as what and what not to do?
Well, what we've learned is that if one person or a group doesn't follow government guidelines, it can create an infectious disease loophole that can have a profound effect. People need to trust the government and be willing to cooperate with the policies. I think today in the United States, at least in many places, government's a bad word, and advice coming from Washington at times seems nonsensical and based on sort of magical thinking. So a small group of skeptics or conspiracy theorists strategically placed can wreak havoc on their country. So I think that as countries that are just beginning to see this epidemic, particularly in places like remote areas of Asia and certainly on the continent of Africa, can learn that contact tracing is essential, but social isolation is going to be the key. It's the only thing that has been shown to be effective.
And it sounds like from what you're saying as well that the government needs to speak with one voice, which is very difficult at times.
You know, I think it needs to speak with one voice, Cherry, but it needs to have both ears open to listen. There are lots of experts in places like the United States and England and China and Italy and lots of really, informed and smart men and women. And their voices need to be heard. To drown them out and to not listen to them is a huge mistake. And, you know, it does look like we have lots to learn from a lot of different places.
Dr. Michael Wilkes, thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you, Cherry. Stay well. We'll talk again tomorrow.